This book is for Fred Pressman, who raised me at home and at Barney's. Intro. We made shit happen. They all came to Barney's during the greatest, most exciting years in the world's greatest, most exciting city. It was the world's greatest, most exciting store. On any given day, you might see Susan Sontag getting her hair touched up in the downstairs salon, or Warren Beatty and Donald Sutherland buying Armani tuxes in the gray room on the second floor. Warhol would swing by for parties, multi-floor fashion shows where the models might be Madonna or your future wife. Mine was. She kid, Warhol would ask. He called me the Pressman kid. Could I have a discount? I hated when people would ask me that, but he was famously cheap, and he'd appear in one of our ad campaigns, so sure. Men would bring their wives and their girlfriends, sometimes on the same day. We shut the store down for Elizabeth Taylor, for Michael Jackson, and for the Sultan of Brunei, who came with two busloads of wives and attendants and three body doubles, though not a soul was there but them. While the old department stores were gathering dust on Fifth Avenue, the action was all downtown. Everyone shopped at Barney's, the glamorous and the difficult, the young and the old, celebrities and celebrities in their own minds, and our salespeople, many of whom thought they were celebrities too. Barney's wasn't a store, or not just. Yes, we sold suits, millions of them. Yes, we grew to incorporate clothes and bags and shoes and makeup and skincare and gifts for the home. Things you'd see there first and only. Armani before Armani was Armani, before the $2 billion global business and the one name status. When we found him, he was a handsome guy called Giorgio, with a rinky-dink office in Milan. For Nassetti, his illustrated face is beaming like the Mona Lisa off of Italian China. Isaiah, the hottest young designer in 80s New York, who would saunter in and sell his stuff to delighted ladies right off the rack. More Japanese fashion than you could find anywhere outside of Tokyo. Geniuses like Yoji Yamamoto and Rei Kawakubo, doing basic black before basic black was the official color of New York. It was a destination, an all-day, into-the-night entertainment, with a restaurant for mid-splurge sustenance. You'd run into friends, you'd run into exes, you'd run into enemies. Which was the most fun? This is a story of Barney's. My business, my birthright. It's about the store that obsessed and defined three generations of the Pressman family, from my grandfather Barney, who founded it, to my father Fred, who expanded it, to me and my brother, who modernized it. We grew up with the store, and the store grew up with us, a downtown discounter that birthed a dynasty. It's a story about our family, who began as fledgling strivers on the Lower East Side, and made our way to Park Avenue prosperity. A 20th century journey as American as apple blints, and it's a story of New York as it grew to become the center of the universe, the most influential city in the most powerful nation on earth. It's my story of life at the heart of it all, as the doldrums of the post-war 50s gave way to the electric abandon of the rock and roll 60s. The party-mad 70s, the gold-plated 80s, and the hang-on 90s, the city during one of its most fertile and frantic eras. New York saw, New York was, the epicenter of the emergence of casual sex, drugs, and delirious disco, the burgeoning gay rights movement, punk rock and the new wave, gentrification and greed in the Wall Street boom. I was the luckiest person on the planet, born with a front row seat to history, and I didn't waste a minute of it. But I never meant to be there at all. The best stores have always been more than stores.